Knock, knock, open up. Oh wait, the door's unlocked.
Dude, anyone can break into your apartment and steal your shit if you don't lock your door. Whoa, yikes. He's looking real rough on the floor like that. Oh, thank God he's still kicking. Hey, buddy, it's your homie Buttercup. Just came here to check on you because you kinda sorta missed our class earlier and you haven't been answering my messages, so I took it upon myself to look for you just to make sure you're okay. How long have you been down there? Oh dear God. Get up. Sofa. Yes. Now. There we go. Look, man, I'll cut the shit. You've been moping around for days, and it's actually really starting to worry me. You haven't been yourself, well, ever since you had that little spat with her a few days ago. What do you mean, don't talk about her? She's my best friend and your girlfriend, for God's sake. At least, I still think she's your girlfriend. Judging from the state of your apartment, you don't seem to think so anymore. Seriously, dude, how could one person produce this big of a pigsty in just 3 days? Alright, it's a bit insensitive of me to point that out while you're rolling around in your misery. But buddy, it's time to pick yourself up again and finally talk it out with your girl, don't you think? Dude, it was a little lover's quarrel. You two were just going through a rough patch, like all couples do. You're asking me how I could possibly know that. I've been third wheeling for you guys literally since freshman year. And just because I've been a single Pringle all my life doesn't mean I don't understand relationship problems. You can't avoid her forever. The air was awkward enough in our fine arts class with banter the day after you two fought. Yeah, that's kinda why I avoided sitting near either of you two, because I didn't want it to look like I was picking sides. I had to give you guys space like you two needed to give each other space then, but I think it's about time to close the space and sort it out like adults. You won't be having spaces between you two for all of eternity. Now you're just exaggerating. You need a push because I know in my heart that fixing this will be worth it. Bro, don't say things you know you don't mean. You love her. You're lucky to have her, and she's lucky to have you. Why should you believe me? Bro, I'll be honest with you. I've been talking with her too. She came to my apartment yesterday and told me everything she's been feeling about the fight. Betrayal? Hey, I met and befriended you two at the same time during orientation. My loyalty is to both of you, not one over the other. I'd be a pretty shitty third wheel if it was like that, wouldn't I? Boy, calm your titties, sit your ass down, and just let me tell you about what she said to me. Okay, she doesn't have the heart to break it off and call it quits. Why? She loves you, dummy! What part of what I just said can't you get through your thick-ass skull? Sorry. I'm being too aggressive. It's just that I really care about you both, and I want things to work out between you two. I hate seeing you two fight. To be honest, I feel like a helpless little kid watching their parents fight. Yes, I consider you two my parents. Shut up. You guys took this lost little lamb and made sure she wasn't going to go through university life alone. But enough about me. We need to talk about how much she still loves you. She's feeling just as awful as you are. I've never seen her so down before. She didn't even have the motivation to do Banter's art assignments. And she fucking loves those. Yeah, I see the shock on your face. So I said, okay, enough is enough. We need to solve this once and for all. I had a good heart-to-heart with her. I asked her how she still felt about you, and without hesitation, she said that she loves you. Yes, the fight made her feel like crap and it hurt her like hell, but not enough to make her want to break up with you. In fact, what hurt her more was the thought of losing you because of what happened. She made it clear to me that you're not the hurting kind, and I believe her. I know you're not. I'm not sure about what you two want to do about this now, but I am sure of one thing. She really misses you. Does she know that I'm telling you all of this? Of course she does. She told me to go to you because she wasn't sure if she was ready to tell you herself. But let me ask you, do you still love her? That's what I thought. So here's what you're gonna do. Go to her, talk it out, sort it out, apologize to each other. I think you two are ready. You won't scare her away. She'll be glad to see you. You two can get through this. Don't let one little fight make you give up on each other. That being said, what I'll say next isn't meant to scare you guys, but I just want to give you a bit of a wisdom nugget for the next time this happens. I told her the same thing yesterday. Are you prepared for me to tell you? Alright. The reality is that you'll have more fights like this in the future, and these fights could cut deeper than this one did. I want you guys to grow from this. That way, you won't be going around in circles fighting over the same things, and you'll be able to work it out much better when you argue about something different. Also, awkwardly avoiding each other after every fight is really not the way to go. It's like you're running away from something. Sure, if the air is heavy, give them space, but don't leave each other in the dust. Let the hurt and frustration out somewhere else, then get back to each other to process it together. Keyword, together. You're a team after all. You know that saying, right? Teamwork to make the dream work? Yeah, that. You're more than welcome, dude. You two can get through this. I believe in you both. She's worth fighting for. Let her feel it. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Well, now that your beloved third wheel hit you with some of that good insight, can we perhaps change our trio theme song to Living Together, Growing Together by the Fifth Dimension? What? It's a cute song! I know it's about a typical family, but it perfectly describes our weird tricycle family. I'm your kid, you two are my parents, and we're three hearts pulling, working, and building together. Oh, dude, I understand you don't want to change your current trio theme song. I get it. I do think we should keep Africa by Toto. But can we at least make it a second theme song or make a family playlist or something? Sweet. Let's curate it the next time we three meet up, alright? But again, take as much time as you need with her. She's your priority. You're saying I'm the parent now? No, only when I need to be. As soon as you two sort this out, I'll be back to being your chaotic child you string along on casual dates and who eats all of the Cheetos. Speaking of which... yoink! I'll need it for the road. Yeah, I know that campus is a 3-minute walk from the apartment complex. I'm not dumb. Don't worry. I won't change. I'll always be here for you guys, and I'll always come through for you both. Come on, bring it in. You sure could use a hug by now. Oh, and by the way, you better bust out some Mr. Clean soon because this place is smelling a little funky. And I don't mean the good kind. The current state of this apartment does not scream funky baseline slaps. Yeah, well, I'm never gonna stop saying weird shit like that for as long as I live. You and her are stuck with my quips until death. Oh god, look at the time. Dude, I gotta go. I've never been late to any of Calloway's classes and I'm not about to start now. I am so not a professor's pet, leave me alone! It's not my fault he appointed me as his class beetle. Duty calls, I really have to go. Ugh, enough stalling with these long-ass farewells. Go get your girl! I know you two don't have any classes until later, so just give her a call and meet up somewhere. She must be worried sick about you. And for the last time, I promise she'll welcome you back with her arms wide open. Trust me on this one, okay? Okay. Catch you on the flip side.